We have the honor of speaking with Ambassador Mike Moore. He's just come back from the White House, where he presented his credentials to President Obama. Mr. Ambassador, how did it go? What can you tell us about the flavor and what was exchanged?
Well, it was a very dignified ceremony. Of course, it happens many times a year with a whole row of ambassadors, and it was done with great dignity, and the staff were terrific, and I had my few minutes with the President, and he asked about our Prime Minister and mentioned our loss in Afghanistan, and we'd do the normal exchange of letters and talk briefly about the mission I have here and the directions I've got from our Prime Minister to make myself useful, which I shall try to do.
Is there anything you can tell us about your mission here, what your goals are, what he said about it, and specifically what he said about the lost soldier? Does he expect New Zealand to increase its presence in Afghanistan?
We didn't get into any depth on that, of course, and if we had, I wouldn't be able to tell you. I'd have to tell my Prime Minister before you, Connie, which would be unusual. I now have a boss. no, we didn't go into that depth. The Prime Minister of New Zealand has made clear his position on the loss, and the Foreign Minister and Minister of Trade have made clear that they expect me to be useful in helping a successful APEC meeting in Hawaii next year. And we define success in the APEC as that being an opportunity to advance, by then have tightened the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which is New Zealand, the US, Singapore, Brunei, Vietnam, Peru, and Chile, and to advance that proposition.
Anything new on the trade agreements?
No, nothing new. Everyone's working. We've got a strategy. We'll have a war room. We have dear friends. We have common interests. with that group has common interests, also has common problems. And there are difficult subjects and difficult product mixes. And every country has a few difficult areas, and these are matters of great national interest. And so somehow we hope to navigate that and get something close by the APEC meeting.
Mr. Ambassador, President Obama's had a really rough presidency, a bad luck presidency. Did he express any desire to go to New Zealand and maybe not come back from him?
No, we didn't mention the visit, a potential visit. he's become president at a difficult time, and I admire the guy. My generation were deeply emotionally involved in this. When he gave that speech and he talked about the young in heart, I think he was talking about you and me.
Absolutely. Is this the first time you met him?
It is.
What do you think of him in person?
I think he's a very attractive guy, and I wouldn't like to be a candidate against him. He'd win any election in New Zealand, of course.
Did you get a chance to talk with the other ambassadors today?
I spoke to one or two. There was a very grumpy South African. We talked about the football and the movie, Invictus, which was a great movie but had a very bad ending. And there was a brother from Tuvalu with his huge family. I think he's going to become a visitor here, and to a few other new colleagues. It was a very nice ceremony, and there were kids everywhere, and it was great. And they give away MM lollies. And there was almost a fight with some of the kids with the MM lollies. It was a family situation. It felt very, very good.
By the way, we agree with you about Invictus in the ending. We're very upset about that.
No. If we had to lose, it was a good thing to lose to these guys, historically, wasn't it?
I'm not sure about that. Finally, Mr. Ambassador, do you think you'll be invited back to the White House?
I hope so. But I have a sense of proportion about this. And With a fair amount of humility, New Zealand can advance with its friends certain propositions, and we can be useful friends in the region. and some good things are happening. I mean, there is a lot of goodwill out there at both ends and across the Pacific. And there are certain things happening in the South Pacific which we're very interested in. And so this is, I feel very comfortable. And you've known me long enough that I wouldn't do this job and throw everything I've got at it if I didn't feel comfortable with the directions I've been given and with the possibility of advancing the cause at both ends. This is a good time to be in America, and it's easy being a friend of America.
Thank you, Mr. Ambassador. We're honored to have the first interview with you, and we hope you have some fun while you're here. These are grim times, but have some fun in the United States.
It's hard not to. Everybody is extremely kind and nice, and there's the essential sweet nature of the average, ordinary American that you meet at the beach and in the pub in New Zealand. And really, we are related, aren't we?
We feel that way about New
Yeah,
Zealanders.
That's right.
Thank you, and best
I
of
think
luck,
so.
sir.